stepping out into sky. Do you have many different hobbies? Do you stop to think things over before doing anything? Does your mood often go up or down? Have you ever taken the praise for something you knew someone else had really done? Are you a talkative person? Would being in debt worry you? Do you ever feel just miserable for no reason? Were you ever greedy by helping yourself to more than your share of anything? Do you lock up your house carefully at night? Are you rather lively? Would it upset you a lot to see a child or an animal suffer? Do you often worry about things you should not have done or said? If you say you will do something, do you always keep your promise, no matter how inconvenient it might be? Can you usually let yourself go and enjoy yourself at a lively party? Are you an irritable person? Have you ever blamed someone for doing something you knew was really your fault? Do you enjoy meeting new people? Do you believe insurance schemes are a good idea? Are your feelings easily hurt? Are all your habits good and desirable ones? Do you tend to keep in the background on social occasions? Would you take drugs which may have strange or dangerous effects? Do you often feel fed up?
You're so sweet.
Have you ever taken
you're so fine.
Or a button? Sometimes talk about
girl,
things you know nothing about. jokes that can sometimes really hurt people.
The wild ones.
Are you a worrier?
Up on your frozen cheeks. And the way you flip your hip, it always makes me weak, because you're my babe. You show my love.
Take the initiative to make new friends.
It's so sweet.
Would you call yourself tense or highly strung? Are you mostly quiet when you are with other people?
It's your my love.
Do you think marriage is old fashioned and should be done away with?
Oh, girl, I'm just a cheapster for your love. I said, girl, I'm just a vampire for your love.
Sometimes boastable. Do people who drive carefully annoy you? Do you worry about your health? Have you ever said anything bad or nasty about anyone? Do you like telling jokes and funny stories to your friends? Do most things taste the same to you? As a child, were you ever cheeky to your parents? Do you like mixing with people? Does it worry you if you know there are mistakes in your work?
Big man in a great big town. Here's a
Summer night in New York City. Walk on the Deuce. It's a long time ago, so it's not like it is now. You're sharing some pie here on the chill room. Soon it'll be 2 a.m. What are you doing still up? Wash before a meal? Do you nearly always have a ready answer when people talk to you? Do you like to arrive at appointments in plenty of time?
Right, now, the first piece of equipment you want to make sure you have on hand is a nice big bucket around yay wide. So deep, fill that up with water, any kind of liquid you have on hand. Get your subject by the back of the neck, bring him over the edge of the bucket. Just take him by the back of the head. Just push him right under the water there, okay? Nice and deep. Baptize him. Put the fear of God into him, all right? Soak him good. And up. And back down again, okay? 15, 20 seconds is good. Right down there, deep in the water. Soak him good. Just watch the air bubbles. Air bubbles stop. Give it around 5 more seconds. And up. And back down again, all right? Firm grip on the back of the neck now, because they do tend to buck a little bit, and watch out for the legs, because they do kick as well, all right? Stay out of the way of the legs. You get a nasty kick on the knee, okay? And up. Now you have a subject you're ready to work with. He's wet, he's tired, he's scared. Next piece of equipment you want to make sure you have on hand is a nice big work table, nice big metal work table. I suggest metal just because it lasts longer. Get your subject, put them on top of the table, strap down the legs, strap down the arms, piece of gaffer's tape, duct tape over the mouth. You have them where you want them, all right? Just pinch the nostrils. He can't breathe. He's completely under your control. Fingertip control right there on the nostrils. Pinch him. You got him where you want him. All right. Now, how do we want to begin? Well, myself, I like to start with a kind of simple psychological device, kind of a trademark of mine. I'm a smoker, all right? Bad habit. I know I should quit. I like to just take the cigarette out of my mouth as I'm beginning the interrogation. Just take that cigarette out. Push it right into the navel there, okay? Goes in soft like wax. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. Don't you worry about that, none, okay? Just leave that right in there. Kind of an hors d'oeuvre. Any of you here worked in Nam or Korea, I'm sure you came across this baby once or twice. Just leave that cigarette right in there in the navel, just like a little human ashtray, all right? Just leave that in there. Now you're ready to get back to work. What do we want to do? How do we want to begin with the actual interrogation? Well, some people like to work with rubber truncheons, telephone books, knitting needles, plastic bag over the head, breaking fingers, breaking arms. Hey, we're not living in the dark ages. We have electricity. Electricity, when properly applied, will achieve whatever ends you desire. Simply take your two electrodes, nothing more than a couple of bare wires hooked up to a generator, all right? Just take those two electrodes, push them firmly up against the soles of the feet, the palms of the hands, around the ears, around the eyelids, the nostrils, the gums, the teeth, any cavities you might find are very effective. The armpits, the nipples, the genitalia, all very effective. Now, I know a lot of you here have worked with electricity before, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that right now. One point I always make when discussing electricity with training groups such as this is that you make sure you have on hand a licensed physician for two reasons. First of all, a physician will let you know exactly how much electricity is needed to get the job done. That's what the doctor's there for. That's what his job is. Ask him questions. Use him, all right? No reason to waste electricity. We're all on a budget around here. Secondly, you have a lot of people working around the area, a lot of personnel working around the interrogation. You don't want anybody to get hurt. Okay, now, if you have any more questions, please talk to your commanding officers. Otherwise, tomorrow night we'll finish up on this seminar in public relations in Central America.
I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Oh, Tabor Vigil. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed. Oh,
melting in the dark, or the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
Musical, because it would draw a bigger audience, and they needed money. They just needed the money. So they did the Peanuts show, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I auditioned for it and got cast as Linus, the guy with the blanket. You know, I got to sing a song, My Blanket and Me, and do a soft shoe with a blanket. I was really cute and young in those days. Anyway, the final night of the show, we had a sold-out house, and Dawn came to see it. And we had taken our bow and came backstage, and I came over to Dawn and said hi, and she gave me a big hug. And we were hugging really closely, and she kissed me. And I kissed her back. And we held on to each other for a minute or so, and I kind of looked around, because this was a married woman. She's got a kid. But I was so turned on, and the two of us kind of moved away from the crowd. We got behind like a curtain area. And we passionately made out for about a half an hour, tongues down each other's throats, squeezing each other's bodies in our hands. It was hot as hell. It was really hot. And while I was doing it, I was feeling guilty because, after all, she was married and she had a kid. We never, like, consummated the relationship, but that little half hour of making out with this beautiful blonde, that's what I was flashing back on.
This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down.
Sages fading into the coral mist is smeared on leaves of echo. Each holds in his outstretched hand my head of recoilless semen, like a razor blade choir of cocoa steam footprints. I love only the woman who has never washed between her legs of unborn. I can remember her only when on my tongue the collision course forgets its name and stammers out mine, on which crouch robot cabbages spinning out the puffboat of gold engines, kneeing their amputated bruises to speed up my mask of luminous dogs, whispering in salt mines to seance colored snakes, to shipwreck orange snakes, to parachute nose snakes, immune to the parachute nooses, plucking my caresses off a window carved by dice upon the electrolysis of labor pains felt by the streetlight. When 11-toed people tell their dreams to the nearly cured amnesiac who remembers everything except his own existence and who can impale himself only on the shallow part of the mirror, like him, I brush your hair to liberate a contempt for the wind boring velvet.
We started a while back on this pie with Glenn Branca, double choirs at the gates of heaven. And maybe you didn't even notice it there, but I played Crosby, Stills, and Nash doing Sweet Judy Blue Eyes backwards. And Kate Bush did Pie from Ariel. Illusion of Safety did Rules of the Game. We heard an interview with John Cage about Glenn Branca called So That Each Person Is in Charge of Himself. And Rocky Kwashiorkor, we heard part of his cassette, Vita Brevis. From the Sketches album from 2006 by People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz, we heard several tracks. We heard Negative Land's Piece of Pie from No Business. Thanks, Dave. We heard Pat Robertson's Police State of Love do a cover of Telephone Line. We heard the McCoys do Genesis Through a Window from Infinite McCoys. And T-Rex, Jeepster, oh, Mark Bowman. And the Doors, Easy Ride. And the Talking Heads pulled up. I was complaining, I was down in the dumps, and nobody's come along and pulled me up. So and Eric Bogosian, we heard The Specialist about torture. And the Beach Boys, an extended version of Vegetables, led into the mass at the end with Richard Harris doing MacArthur Park, the R.I. AA doing Guess I'm Falling in Bubbles and 10cc I'm Not in Love. Alan Bryant is here with Insect Takeover. And this is Banksy with our famous jailmate not very far from us right now down in the Twin Towers, Paris Hilton. That's hot. I feel sorry for Paris Hilton. So what kind of pie was this? Was it sensitive? Would you even know? Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Bennett for Kill Radio in Los Angeles. Chill rooms every weekend, forever and ever and ever. Stay tuned.